Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who go outside each and every day and get dirt on their boots and grease on their gloves, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Every year about this time, it hits me, and I'm certain every other person who grew up hunting pheasants, a feeling I'll simply call opening weekend. I shot my first rooster 68 years ago. I can still remember the scene, the setting, and especially my dad, who's been gone now 52 years. He was silently as proud as he could be, which is what pheasant hunting is all about. That's why the words habitat and sustainability are so important in so many aspects of production agriculture in this state, including wildlife. That's also why South Dakota Corn and Pheasants Forever joined forces in an ongoing project to identify land with saline or sodic issues and establish vegetation on those poor soils. That ground then becomes suitable for grazing or haying and reducing erosion while providing pollinator and wildlife habitat. By the way, fall is the best time to establish a pollinator habitat, which a program supported by the National Corn Growers Association is designed to do. For details, farmers can go online to Bee and Butterfly Habitat Fund. South Dakota Corn has founded partnerships with organizations such as NRCS and the Soil Health Coalition benefit both farming and the environment and are currently involved in several programs to improve soil health, address salinity issues, and expand conservation acres. We're truly proud that half of the state's farmed acres are now no-till. Crop rotation is a widely used practice and the use of cover crops is growing and more buffer strips are being planted. Those practices increase carbon retention, reduce soil erosion, improve soil health, and protect water quality. Add to that the evolving technology, as exemplified by precision agriculture, farmers are able to reduce the use of fertilizer, chemicals, and fuel, resulting in money saved on inputs. I should mention, if you have questions about areas of a field that are not producing as you would like, pay a visit to your NRCS office or an agronomist in your area. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe when you work and in the pheasant field, and thanks for what you do.